I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I do have someone on the hotline. It's Mr. Eli Roth, who I'm just such a fan of because he's done great, great horror stuff. And then he opened his own haunted house, which I went to in Vegas, and I'm a huge fan. I actually have a couple questions for him. Also because he did one of the kindest things for Norm Schrutt, rest his soul, my agent, that was my agent for almost 30 years. And Norm loved the Bear Jew character that he had played in Inglourious Basterds. And because for the first time, Norm felt like a guy was being portrayed, not as a henpecked husband or an accountant in a stereotypical Jewish way. He loved the idea, you know, because his family, you know, was out of hunger. And when I sent the Bear Jew model bat to Eli, who graciously said absolutely and signed it to Norm Schrutt in case negotiations break down, use this. And to the day he passed, it hung over his desk every day of his life.
And I think we'll be okay. He's in Italy. He's calling from Italy. Might be a little delay.
Born April 18th in Newton, Massachusetts. A graduate of NYU, he began making films at age 8, making over 50 short films before graduating high school. He went on to launch a career in film, directing such new horror classics as Cabin Fever, Hostel 1 and 2, and his Thanksgiving trailer in Grindhouse, as well as becoming part of the pop culture fabric with his work as the Bear Jew in the film Inglourious Basterds. And now, he's back with a new documentary that follows him and a group of scientists, activists, and researchers traveling around the world exposing the extinction of sharks, titled, Finn. Please welcome Eli Roth.
Eli Roth, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great. That's so cool about the bat. I love hearing that. That's awesome. I remember signing that.
He loved it. He loved it so much, Eli. I'm so glad to have you back on to be able to tell you that. And I'm sure Jake shared that he's passed, but he loved that. And it was one of the very few things you could give a man like him that he'd not conceived of yet or had on his own. So it was a wonderful gift.
Well, it's an honor. I mean, there's a reason I got up at 4 in the morning every day and lifted for 2 hours and lifted at rap. I really took it seriously. I wanted to help change the image of Jewish guys in movies. And he appreciated it. It was an honor to be part of that project.
And by the way,
the best, and you know, you always encouraged me to do my own thing.
I want to jump right into the shark because I'm a diver as well. But the Goratorium was amazing. I made it before it shut off, and I loved it. And the gag in the laundry room where the girl disappeared down where you wring the water out, one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. I go to the haunt show at Transworld every year in March. And you've not been there, and I only know that because I go every year. And if you get a chance in March, it's called the Transworld Haunt Show. It's where all the professional haunts get all their stuff, and it is amazing.
Oh, I know. I heard all about it. I'd love to go. But, yeah, I'm glad you got to go. It was fun while it lasted.
So check this out. This Finn documentary, this is such a great idea from a guy like you because sharks are scary. But that doesn't mean they should be killed, and it's the lies and the fallacies and the falsehoods that are doing it.
Well, it's crazy. It's that we're so many that the image of sharks being terrifying is actually allows people to sort of tacitly just kind of sit by and go, "Yeah, it's fine, kill them, they're monsters."
Right. Right.
And in fact, it's the opposite. And I learned this. I mean, you're a diver, so you know I've been in the water with sharks, and I do it in the film. I get in the water with them, no cage or anything, and they're very curious, very shy. These incredible, magnificent creatures. And working with Shark Week a few years ago, they asked me to host this talk show, and I learned that we're killing 100 million sharks a year. And I thought, how is that possible? How can you kill 11,000 sharks an hour? So I spent 5 years making this movie in secret and infiltrating places and going to the camera and asking questions. And I got fishermen, I got scientists, I got on when we need the poaching vessels to see how the whole thing operated. I mean, I had to go in with, like, the Liberian Coast Guard, and it got very, very dangerous. The fishermen started freaking out. I mean, it really, you know, I put myself in very dangerous situations just to get the footage. And what I learned is that it's such a corrupt industry, and it's everyone in the world is participating, and it's going to really screw all of us, because the sharks keep the ocean clean, and the ocean produces half our oxygen, and we're just wiping them out, you know, for these cartilage pills that are terrible and meat that's toxic. Ugh. And there are these shark fishing tournaments. There's one in Maryland, the Ocean City of Maryland. There's one in Newburyport, Massachusetts this weekend. It's really, really horrible.
Well, and the idea that people are so stupid, they're like, you know, sharks don't get cancer. Yes, they do. Of course they get cancer, you stupid dick. And then they go, and if I, and let's just follow that stupid logic, and if I eat their cartilage or their meat, then I won't get cancer. I'm like, you have lost your mind. You can't eat Albert Einstein. And become...
It's fake science. It's fake science. Well, we go into that in the movie. This guy wrote a book in the 90s called Sharks Don't Get Cancer. And, of course, there's no internet, so no one can refute this and say this is nonsense. It's completely made up. And 2 weeks later, he launched a line of shark cartilage pills.
Hmm.
And suddenly, this myth of sharks don't get cancer to coincide with your line of, here, buy these shark cartilage pills. Basically, what happened was we were finning the sharks
right. And
throwing the body back in. And without the fins, the sharks drowned. So... people said, that's too cruel, we got to land the whole shark. Well, that created a myriad of problems, because all of a sudden these other industries sprang up, like taking the shark liver oil, taking the teeth and selling them as jewelry, taking the cartilage and using it in these shark pills. It's all so toxic. First of all, it causes dementia, impotence, inflammation. It's awful for a human being to consume it, and obviously a lot worse for the shark. But what's happened is now all the industries go, well, the shark liver oil, we're just using this part of the shark. They're just cutting them off the fins. And the finning people are going, well, they're just eating the meats. We're just taking the fins. They're going to eat the... And the meat people are like, well, they're taking the fins and the liver oil. We're just taking the meat. We're just... They're the cartilage people. Like, everyone, basically there's billions of dollars that's going around. But what's so crazy is when you kill a shark, the fishermen maybe get $20 for the fins. But a shark alive, they're protected in the Bahamas, and they've shown that over the course of its lifetime, one single shark is worth $250,000 in tourism, in dive tourism. So we don't, if everybody wants to be entrepreneurs, we have a gold mine. Like, if we actually want to take people in the water, you know, and that's why there's all these terrible, terrible shark fishing contests that are so horrible. And they go, well, it's funny because the people behind it go, well, it's legal. They're not endangered. But, of course,
legal doesn't make it moral.
Show that there's it's exactly. But not only that, the whole thing is a con. It's all, you have these lobbyists that are spending hundreds of millions of dollars buying off politicians. The EU funds the gasoline from the illegal vessels. They're all bought, even the scientists. You know, I'd interview a scientist, and he goes, shark fishing is sustainable. I go, how's that possible? It takes a shark 9 years or 18 years to reach sexual maturity, and they have 7 or 8 pups, and they're killing 11,000 an hour. How is it sustainable? And they go, well, we don't really know. We're sure. And then you learn that their lab is funded by the fishing industry.
Well, yeah.
The fishing industry gives them money so that they say these things. So the whole thing, it's like they have the tentacles in the NGOs, and they're like, you better say it's sustainable. You know, and they can't. So, but the only way to stop it, first on sinthemovie.com, I put a very easy button at the top of the website for you to click and copy-paste the letter to write your rep to ban the sale of shark fin. That's the first step. If we can ban the sale of sharks, then that'll help, because we're still selling them. Florida's selling their sharks. We're the seventh largest exporter in the world of sharks. Second step is we have to vote with our dollars. We have to go, you know, everyone should tweet FedEx, why are you shipping shark? UPS stops, DHL stops, FedEx refuses. They are still shipping shark. United Airlines is one of the last airlines still carrying shark. GNC, Vitamin Shop, selling shark cartilage pills. Amazon sells 300 types of shark pills. So until people start to get vocal, going, your sale, you guys are making money off the decimation of the species. It's going to literally, whether you go in the water or not, that's going to affect all of us. If we lose sharks in the ocean, we're in serious trouble. And they cannot recover. There will be no recovery for sharks.
No, you're 1,000% right.
I made the documentary as a sort of, I want it to be like Blackfish, where we just look back at a few years and go, wow, I can't believe we used to hunt whales for fun. How could we do that with sharks?
Well, listen, they're already lighting me up to give you the rap, but that was a beautiful representation of it. I can't wait to see it. But for the record, while I've been recuperating after the hospital, I rewatched all the Grindhouse stuff, and it was just so goddamn good. I just got to tell you, like, so good, man. Listen, I'm a big fan, and I've got got a lot to share with you. But we'll have to catch up another time. Thank you for Norm's gift.
We'll do it again.
And thank you for this documentary, Finn.
For supporting the doc.
Absolutely. Stay there, man.